It's early evening, midweek, and mid-rehearsal process at Heartland Theater in Normal, and the cast of Floyd Collins is warming up. They're staging the musical that was ripped from the headlines 90 years ago. Floyd Collins tells the tragic tale of a young cave explorer who became trapped in Sand Cave, part of Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. The rescue operation resulted in a media circus above ground, while Floyd Collins remained trapped below. Despite efforts by rescuers, Collins died and passed into legend. Later that year, his tale was turned into a song, The Death of Floyd Collins.
Oh, come on, you young people, and listen while I tell the fate of Floyd Collins, the lad we all knew well. His face was fair and handsome, his heart was true.
The sad tale of the young cave explorer inspired others as well. Adam Gettle and Tina Landau created the musical Floyd Collins, a show that drew high praise from no less than Stephen Sondheim. The show is opening this weekend at Heartland Theater. The director is Sandra Zielinski, who says the first time she saw this show, the story and music impacted her deeply.
I love the story. It is a simple story, but it is about storytelling and telling about this man who was underground and what he went through during this time, and all of the chaos above the ground with people coming from miles and miles and miles away. Even Lindbergh, flying his plane, shot a photo of the area because there were hundreds of cars coming in. So you have that versus the one man who is underground.
You know, it strikes me as very poignant because what we have here is how one man's pain becomes the obsession of the moment.
Yes, absolutely. And it was one of the top three stories in the United States that year. So it was an obsession. However, you have hawkers, you have people there because it's the thing to do, and literally, they dance on his grave.
Actor John Kazurowski is the title character. He sings in the Sound of Illinois chorus. Heartland artistic director Reese Lovell was scouting for tenors in the chorus to cast as reporters in the show. Kazurowski got the job. And then, in true showbiz fashion, he got something more.
The Floyd, who was originally cast, had to drop out of the production, and through a series of, I think, text messages and frantic phone calls and emails, eventually it was decided that I would be Floyd. And that was about 9 days ago. And so
how are things going?
It's a bit of a sprint. In certain cases, deceptively difficult music. In other cases, it's fully obvious how difficult it is. It's been quite a lot, and to try to catch up from a character standpoint to rehearsals that have been going on and conversations that have been going on for the last several weeks, actually. It's been an interesting process, but everybody's been awesome about agreeing to come in at different times and catch me up to speed and being very, very understanding of certain interesting notes and rhythms coming from my face.
Time inside has a way of flowing on.
Going on a wide.
It'd take itself a dive.
Time inside kind of puts me in a mind of when Mama was alive. When Mama was alive. No one even says a word.
The vocal director of the show is Joe Penrod. He says the personality of the music is uniquely American and unlike anything composer Adam Gettle has done before. Gettle is the grandson of Richard Rodgers, a giant of Broadway.
But what he has done is he has incorporated a lot of folk, Appalachian, bluegrass styles and performance practices into the score. What I told the singers when we first started working was, if you listen to early bluegrass music, Ralph Stanley, Bill Monroe, some of those people, and you hear certain ways they sing, you then look at what Gettle has written, and he's actually notated that in the score itself. So I told them, I said, if you just sing what he's written, you're going to capture that Appalachian sound.
Deep in the land of the hollows and creeks, if and you get lost for weeks. Listen to the tale of a man who got lost 100 feet under the winter frost. Now Floyd was a reasoning man. He knew what he wanted and he had a plan. He was just as smart as he was brave. He was gonna find him the perfect cave. Even Floyd knew something wasn't right. He was suffering nightmares at night.
Actor John Kazurowski says there's much to admire about the character of Floyd Collins.
He has this sense of wonder and this awe, and he knows who he is, and he wants to remain true to that no matter what. There are a lot of people who doubt him, including people in his own family, and he always says, he says quite a poignant moment in the thing is that he just feels at home underground. He feels at peace. He feels he's right where he's supposed to be in these caves. He never really diverts from that despite numerous difficulties, trials, failures, even opposition from the people around him. And I really appreciate that that honesty to himself.
Actress Vicki Snyder plays Floyd's sister, Nellie, whom she describes as a very curious person with a close connection to her brother. As the play begins, Nellie has just been released from a mental institution.
Because back then, at least from what I understand, any kind of spiritual awareness or, I would say any kind of spiritual awareness was often misinterpreted as insanity. Yes, that's insanity. So she's an interesting, curious, and spiritual person.
It's interesting you say interesting and curious. I mean, what makes her interesting and curious to you?
What makes her interesting to me is, and I'm still kind of making my choices, just how much does she know? When we say spiritual, you know, is she a God-fearing woman or is she something else? Is she psychic? Is she, you know, does she see visions? I'm kind of discovering that for myself as we keep working on the script here.
Is there a favorite song in the show for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Through the Mountain. Through the Mountain is kind of like her one big ballad. That's the song that made me want to come out and audition for this show. It has a beautiful melody. It's very pensive, and it's also poignant. I don't want to give away too much of what happens or what she's kind of trying to convey in that song, but it's just a very poignant piece. That's all I'll say.
I know it's a lot to ask, but could you sing a few bars?
Oh, dear. I'ma walk you through the mountain on a bearskin rug to the great halls you dream of and tell of so often. I'm gonna stop. And do come see the show and hear the rest of this beautiful song.
Director Sandra Zielinski says the cave in which Floyd Collins is trapped is itself a character in the show.
So we have cave lighting, if you will, and then above ground lighting. And we also have lighting that during carnival, which exists in Floyd's mind, that's something else that is added. So there, it's tiered in a way that you understand this man and what he's going through, where very few people understand that or really know the man.
Zielinski says the play gives a double-sided view of the media, one exploitative and the other in the form of a sympathetic reporter named Skeets Miller.
You know, the media brought people here to this spot, but there are people who took advantage of that, or outlanders, as they call them, come in, you know, we're going to drill a shaft, not knowing the land, not knowing what happens when it rains, not knowing, or really, I think, caring about the individual. And then you have somebody like Skeets Miller, who was touched by this story. And, of course, whose fame came from this story.
And he put a human face on it.
Absolutely. And that is the difference.
We chained the yarn up like an Indian and a squirrel, Floyd. Da, 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 ki, di, ki, da. Da, 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 ki, di, ki, di, ka. Up to the crook where we could look down on the world, Floyd. Da, 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 ki, di, ki, da. Da, 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 ki, di, ki, di, ka. Out on a limb where that old...
Vocal director Joe Penrod says, really, the most challenging thing about the score is the score.
Avoiding any hyperbole, this is, I think, the hardest musical I've ever worked on, musically, for everyone concerned. And, you know, I've done a lot of Sondheim. This is, I think, more difficult. There's a lot of meter changes. There's a lot of key changes. The melodies, the vocal lines don't always go where you kind of expect them to as a singer. But like Sondheim, what I've always said about singing his work is it looks difficult on the page until you learn it, and then it makes total sense. And I find that to be true of this score as well. It really looks hard on the page. And it is hard, right? Yeah, they're all nodding their heads. But as we get it into our bones, it does go where you expect it to go.
Although we know from history that Floyd Collins perishes in that cave, director Sandra Zelinsky says he's so appealing that we can't help but root for him, despite knowing his fate.
We hope that he gets out. And even at the end, when he sings that last gorgeous, gorgeous song, you wish it hadn't happened.
Heartland Theater's production of Floyd Collins opens Thursday night and runs through April 22nd at the theater at One Normal Plaza. I'm Laura Kennedy.